Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhnen, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. What a wonderful time to be here at Radio Law Talk. We just love being with our listeners. So many exciting things happening. And actually, as I was driving, it was, and Denise said it best when we were about ready to start. She goes, this was a boring week. The good news, I have great news for everybody. Number one, it was a boring week. That means the legal news is kind of slow, which means we're maybe getting back to normal and everybody's not going crazy right now and there's less legal news to talk about. Everyone's like, oh, there's all kinds. Well, yeah, there's stuff going on, but not like before. It's just like, okay, we've got 10,000 topics. Which one do we want to pick, right? But now it's just boring news, but there are some interesting things we're going to talk about, too, especially two important cases that the Supreme Court came down with, the Catholic Foster Care Agency case and then the Obamacare case. We're not going to delve super deep into them because they're interesting to us, but boring to you guys out there. Another thing I found that was interesting, as I was driving to the studio today, ready for this? This is a shocker, especially Todd's going to fall down. Joggers and walkers everywhere. As we come to our studio, it kind of comes into where the I'm not going to say it's a neighborhood, it's a main street, but there's the neighborhoods are near it. I'm going to call the suburbs. And most people were jogging and walking without masks. Not one person. I didn't see one person wearing a mask. Not even in California, like their dogs wear masks, you know. And everyone out there outside of the United California is laughing. No, that's not. That's absolutely true. In parts of Southern California, my good friend would walk up in the mountains on trails. Not only do people have their masks on, and believe me, I'm not saying I'm anti-mask. But guess what? Guess who else had masks on? Their dogs. And I'm not talking inside. I'm talking outside.
Todd's cats. Todd's cats have masks on.
My cats extended the middle claw to the mask mandate. They just are not going to do it.
Exactly right. But the point is, I saw everybody walking around and cruising around without masks. It's just what I'm trying to say is that we're coming to maybe a little bit of normalcy, and we're going to talk about that too. About a Florida court basically kicks the CDC to the curb a little bit here basically follows the mandate and upholds what the Florida governor is talking about allowing people to get back on ships again. And we're going to discuss that and see what your opinion is out there. Out here in the West, though, there is some sad news. The sad news is we are burning up.
Again.
And I just found out, Cal, it was, 108, 110, and I was on some conference calls, and I was actually on stage on a Zoom-type, you know, meeting, and everyone's like, it's how much there? It was about 110 in Northern California area, and I just heard it's going to be a 111 next week. And
oh boy.
Wow, I didn't realize it's just going to be that hot. But so those of you who are in the rest of the United States, because we are, Radio Law Talk is a national show. We're all over the United States. It's pretty hot, and there's no water, hardly any water.
But it's a dry heat, and that's the benefit of having the drought.
It's a dry heat,
so it's okay. I mean, the only thing we have to worry about are these wildfires, but could that ever happen?
Right, and think of the airplanes coming into the lake to pick up their belly full of water, and they get down there, and there's no water.
Yeah. You start having those helicopters come to anybody with a big pool.
Right.
I've seen that happen.
They do that.
Oh, well, just take your pool water there. Hope Timmy wasn't swimming. I was trying to get his swimming merit badge. Next thing you know, he was dropped on a sequoia.
All I got to say is, got to drop the money while you pick up my water, because that's gold. That's liquid gold. I'd be stopping them. No, stop! You can't pick up the water out of my pool. That's too expensive. So, but anyway, that's what's going on in the West Coast, and hopefully everybody's good out there. We're going to talk about today the Catholic Foster Agency case. Judge sides with Florida on the new no-cruise CDC guidelines. We got Google paying on a Washington, very interesting Washington law. Reduced sentences about small amounts of cocaine. That is, it sounds like, oh, what? That's stupid. That's boring. This is very interesting. And then we're going to talk about Avenatti, Weinstein's latest. This is an interesting one, though, to me. And we are a three-hour show. This is probably hour two we're going to be getting into this. Hospital employees are suing over whether or not they have to be vaccinated with COVID-19. And I have something to say about that, and it's kind of interesting how the court comes down. But that's going to be – I don't think it's the first or the last lawsuits that are coming down concerning that. So we're going to find out what happens there. If you want to call in – you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. I'm going to tweet some stuff out and put some stuff on Instagram, on Radio Law Talk. We do have social media. We've been a little bit, I'm going to say, absent a little bit of doing that. We're so busy here. Remember, Denise, Todd, and I, and Cal, we have normal jobs, believe it or not. We are still, the three of us, we're attorneys. We do have practices. We do practice law. Denise is a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And Todd has a criminal defense firm, and he's the former prosecutor in two states. So he has been around the block when it comes to criminal cases. So we have a great, interesting, diverse crowd here. And we have Cal Hunter, our producer, that thinks he's a lawyer. So it works out perfect.
That is not true. I know in my heart. I'm a full-time broadcaster, you should know. I mean, these guys all have law practices and do very well. I drive around in a used Hyundai because I'm a radio guy.
Oh, but you got to admit, Cal, we have talked about this before, Cal. In the old days, and I'm sounding like my dad and my grandpa, by the way.
Yeah.
In the old days, the people that were the broadcasters, they had the money way back when. That's back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, even in the 70s. Though that's where the money was. But now it's because of the Internet and social media. There's just not very much money in it anymore.
I'm telling you, every time we talk about Cal's career, I look to my left, I see him through the glass, and I'm thinking, I'm looking at Ron Burgundy.
You know, TV was a very fun thing, and I was in it right at the time when TV news was at its peak.
Right.
And now it's just not that way anymore.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Stay classy, San Diego. Stay classy, Radio.
Cal is a three-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner.
Never.
But he is a well-known, believe it or not, back in his day, was a well-known TV broadcaster. And then he decided to get smart and get into radio. And then smarter than that, he got into Radio Law Talk that pays him this massive salary.
It's unbelievable the amount of money that comes spins off.
Is that where all the tickets for free snow cones are going, into his bank account?
Yes, free ice cream cone every single
free shoelaces. I mean, anything. I could people throw stuff at me.
He asked me for a sandwich the other day. I said I cost you $5, man. So we have a good time here at Radio Law Talk. But the most important thing people are here for, and we're not going to do it right now because we have to have Cal set it up. But set it up, Cal. Just set up what case or no case is going to be about. And I'm going to go to Denise and Todd, and we're going to talk briefly about
it. I will. And I think you'll like this one. This is the case of Harry versus Art. Not this, like, painting.
Harry Art? I didn't know that was the new genre.
A guy named Harry and a guy named Art, longtime friends, who then become serious, mortal adversaries.
Woo!
That's coming up on Case of
Wait, but you're saying a disagreement between people, they may become good friends, may not be friends after that?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there are times when these things can lead to friendships dissolving.
Shocker,
just,
Cal.
Just saying.
Remember, we're a three-hour show, 9 to noon Pacific time. Make sure you set your dial for us. And you know what? Stay all 3 hours. Go to RadioLawTalk.com if somehow they only carry us for about an hour or two. But we'll be back after this. Hey, you know what? Keep the fire stoked. This is going to be a good one.
Yep. Call, awake the dog. Go get the kids. It's time for Radio Law Talk to continue in just a minute. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals, Strauss. That's StraussNaturals.com. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Who told you that?
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@RadioLawTalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember? remember to seek legal counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. Just remember that. So we got our disclaimers in. But we were talking about Harry Art.
Which is Harry Art. And by the way, on this particular case or no case, you will get an extra point if you can identify either Harry or Art at the end of the setup, which is coming right now. Let me just stop this right there. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Coming right now.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
And now the matter of Harry versus Art. He was an actor, and the other he was an author. They were both very influential in their time. Art was a spiritualist who believed mediums could speak to the dead. Harry was a skeptic of all of that. Because Art's wife was an influential spiritualist, she claimed to have reached Harry's mom for a psychic reading. But even for a psychic reading, it went very badly. Art's wife drew a cross, even though Harry's mother was Jewish and the wife of a rabbi. She also filled pages with fluent English, as if in a letter from her mother, ghostwriting, telewriting, whatever you call it, and she only spoke German to Harry. After that, Harry declared war on spiritualists. With the help of Scientific American, he set up a cash prize for anyone who could demonstrate any kind of true supernatural ability rather than parlor tricks. That prize, by the way, was never collected. And so he did all he could to stop mediums. He'd go to seances in disguise, shout out at them, "That's a magician's trick you're doing. I can see your hand under the table," you know, whatever it is that he would do. They were friends for a long time, but then eventually Arthur's wife wanted Harry out of the picture. So they became mortal enemies, and the matter came to a head when Arthur recommended a medium to Harry. And during the seance, again, it never went well. So Harry became aggressive and decided to sue Art and his wife for fraud and as a means of debunking their ideas about spiritualism. So he gathered an attorney and asked him, case or no case. And remember, you get an extra point if you can identify both Harry and Art.
Both of them?
Well, both of them? This, I can't make it easy. Denise, how would you like to start today?
Not really. I'm not ready.
You want me to do it? I can do it. You want me to start?
Yeah, you start.
Okay, I'll start. So, look, when we got Harry Art, we got to start thinking about different things besides...
Well, you know, those felt paintings of Elvis.
Yeah, 70s. That 70s art was great. I used to hang it up, and it was all velvety and black. Yes. And just what's the satanistic-looking art?
Oh, that's good. And you got to have a black light, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to have that.
Dude, where'd you get that nice velvet painting? Got it down at the auction...
I got mine at the flea market.
The flea market.
And at the mobile home closeout shop.
$1.95. Yeah, it's like a 16 by 20 foot, you know. Well, look, this is what's important. I'm going to name the two names. I know one of the names, I think. I'm probably wrong, but it definitely fits. I'm going to say this is a true case. This is an actual case. And I think it's older. Can you tell us approximate date? Was this 1900s?
Mid? Yes, it was in the 1900s, yes.
Early 1900s? Mid? Late?
I would say early, yeah. I would say
early. Shoot. Then my Nancy Reagan thing's out. So I'm going to say it's a true case. And let's see. Harry sues Art and his wife. Harry loses. And the individuals are... Can we wait? Can you go through? Okay, go around with everybody, yeah, and then I'll let you know who the people are. Let me think about it.
That's fair enough. Mr. Kunin, what say you? Who were Harry and who was Art?
Well, you know, I'm going to say here on this one, I think that this is a true scenario, but I'm going to go with no case, that it didn't materialize to a lawsuit.
Materialized. That was very good.
See that? See how I did that there? I don't think it went to a lawsuit on the fraud issue over whether or not spiritualism is true or what have you. I do think that it went to a lawsuit perhaps over the dissolution of the business arrangement between any of the folks that are there, but not as it relates to the subject matter at hand. And so I'm going to say that this is a true scenario, but no case as it relates to fraud for somebody being a spiritualist or what have you.
Okay, fair enough.
And I will hold off on who it is until after everybody answers.
Yeah, I'll give each of you that opportunity. Okay, Denise, what say you? Is this a case or is it a no case?
No case.
And why say you that?
Because I can't figure out anything good to say.
I'm getting nothing here.
I've got nothing. That's true.
Maybe bluff. Just bluff. Just say, oh,
okay.
Because
you can't sue for fraud over spiritualism. It just doesn't exist.
You can sue for anything, right, Denise?
Well, you can, but you're not getting very far.
That's true.
So I don't think there'd be an attorney that would take the case.
Oh, I don't know. We're in the West Coast.
Wait, you're saying an attorney would never file a ridiculous, frivolous lawsuit?
I know. Go figure that. You know that's not.
Cal, just go as I'm talking. Go to your little kitty bumps and find the. If you will take your case, what's the one that's...
Well, you pay my fee.
I have that one all queued up, which is right there.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Yeah,
are you serious?
No attorney would take that, right, Denise?
Well, you have to remember that when you sign a pleading as an attorney, you are signing that it's not frivolous.
Again, Denise.
Yeah. Which, okay, as Fred would say, what's your point?
Can you bring up the point now, Denise? So, anyway, not just disparage the lawyers, but it comes down to some interesting things. Look, we're going to come back with case or no case, and each of us are going to have to decide who this is. I swear I thought it was Nancy Reagan, but apparently that's when it's early 1900s. We better rethink it.
Anybody else want to take a shot really quickly?
Well,
we've got 30 seconds.
At who it is?
Yeah.
Let's wait. When we come back, we're going to tell Cal who it is, and then we'll see what's going to happen with this hairy art.
You know what they say, everybody loves a mystery. So we'll have the answer to this case or no case coming right up here with Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dirks as Radio Law Talk continues. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112, 800-493-6112, 800-493-6112.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The COVID variant spreading across the U.S., the Delta variant first detected in India 8 months ago, now in at least 41 states.
President Biden yesterday directing a message to those who have yet to be fully vaccinated.
If you have one shot, get the second shot as soon as you can so you're fully vaccinated. If you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, get vaccinated now. Now. Don't put it off. It's free. It's easy. It's convenient.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling ABC yesterday all our current vaccines are holding up against the Delta strain. She also says this could become the dominant strain in the U.S. soon. California allowing residents to get digital copies of their vaccine records. State health officials yesterday launching a website where residents can download the digital copies. While the records are proof of vaccination, Governor Gavin Newsom says they are not vaccine passports. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
1376.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Remember, Cal, I like to win, so I know, it's very important that I win this. All right, so what we're talking about is Harry Art, and they... Not the 70s.
Harry and Art.
Harry and Art. And apparently there was a spiritualism argument over, and they sued each other, partners, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Here's the important thing. Who is Harry and who is Art, right?
That is a critical question because that will give each of you a bonus point.
Okay. This is case or no case we're doing. So,
in fact, I'll tell you what I'll do because I like you so much, and you know this is true.
Yes.
If you identify one of them, each one of them is worth 1 point.
Okay.
Each is worth 1 point. So, Fred Penny, who is Harry and who is Art?
It is... I wish we'd have a drum roll or something.
Well, we do. Hold on. Let me get there.
It is. Barnum and Bailey.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Still say it.
Okay, Mr. Cuden, what say you, my friend?
That's right, because all three of us during the break said, okay, I know who I'm picking. We didn't tell anybody. And that was what I had in mind.
Did you really?
I had, but here's the deal. Because I want to keep this interesting, I'm going to switch up who it is. I'm going to say the Harry refers to Harry Houdini.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, Denise, what say?
I don't know who Art is, but Art Houdini. Art Linkletter.
Art Garfunkel. Denise, what say you?
Well, I was going to say Barnum and Bailey. I don't know why. It just came into my head, and I know nothing about them. But I'm going to switch up too. Harry Truman and
good one. Good.
Arthur Woodward.
Good.
Art Woodward.
Yes, it was, the deep throat medium.
Art Woodward, the guy who did my bathroom floors. Art Woodward, we all know who Art is. Yeah, right.
Well, Harry Art and your bathroom floor is about the same thing, right?
Okay, so here we go.
All right, let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you... Did you say it was a case time?
Yeah.
No. I said it was a scenario, but didn't lead to a case over the
media
issue.
Oh, come on.
Denise,
no,
how about you? Case or no case?
No case.
Okay. Those of you who say it was a case, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Human.
And the only reason it was no case is because Harry died.
What?
Before the case could be officially filed. In fact, some say he was murdered by Art's wife and other people in the spiritual community. And Todd, gosh, I like you so much because you, my good friend, get an extra point. It's Harry Houdini.
Oh, my gosh. That was smart,
Todd. And the art is the famous writer of Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Wow.
And he and Harry Houdini were very good friends for a very long time. And now they're not all that good of friends anymore.
Even in the spirit world, they're not?
Well, they're probably talking to each other, but I haven't heard from either one of them lately.
Were you the one that sent somebody up on stage to punch me in the gut?
Who brought the Ouija board today?
Todd just got into first place.
No way.
You know,
boy, that doesn't get said very often.
Wow.
And that, that gut punch, by the way, they believe was preceded by doses of poison that led to an appendicitis-like attack, which is listed as Harry Houdini's official cause of death as appendicitis.
Do you know the gut punch story with Harry Houdini?
No, tell me.
No.
So Houdini used to have this thing in his act where he'd say, come on up, I'll take any punch to the abdomen. And he would flex because he had really tremendous abs, and people come up, big guys.
Very strong. Yeah.
And they would punch him in the abdomen, no effect, nothing. He could do that. Well, one guy came up, and before he had an opportunity to get ready for it, the guy just sucker punched him in the stomach.
And Houdini was feeling ill at that time.
Yes, and that, they believe, led to complications, bout of appendicitis, and so he died. So the story is, it was because he took the punch before he could really clinch, but, or flex up. But, you know, now, maybe something else was going on.
And Detroit, and then he ended up going down a little bit south on his show. But that's how that's the story. It's a fascinating story. And I just didn't realize that Arthur Conan Doyle and Harry Houdini were such good buddies, but they were very close for
a very
long time.
That's a great one, Cal. That was a great case.
Thank you. Thank you.
Even though I lost, I thought that was a great one.
And I'm sorry you didn't get it right, but next hour I'm going to take you to Sacramento, California for a case.
Ooh.
Or no case. That's next hour. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Good job, Cal.
Thank you. Case. Or no case. Back to the show.
That's awesome. We're going to talk about, a Catholic foster agency out of Philadelphia area. Apparently the city of Philadelphia has, you know, a foster agency, you know, that the Catholic Church used their own. It's called CSS, Foster Agency, and because they said they will not basically allow any of the Catholic Church, any foster children through their system to go to same-sex couples that are married or not married, the city of Philadelphia says then you're not allowed to, that's discrimination, and you're not allowed to use our system or go through our system. And so they sued. That is, the Catholic Church sued for First Amendment, right?
That's right.
Freedom of religion. So what happens is there's a very important thing before we start getting in details here, and that is there's a rule about when anyone is being discriminated against, especially under the Constitution, especially the First Amendment, there is basically a strict scrutiny level that they have to overcome. And Todd, why don't you go over strict scrutiny?
Yeah, so essentially what the rule here is, and this is what the court looks at, says, okay, if the government has enacted a rule or passed a regulation that encroaches on a First Amendment right, and freedom of religion is, freedom of the exercise of religion is a First Amendment right, the courts have held, it's not that you can't do it, Mr. Government, it's just that if you do pass a rule or a law that encroaches on that, You have to show that it first serves a compelling governmental interest and that the law is narrowly tailored to achieve that interest. That's called the strict scrutiny test. And that's what the Supreme Court was looking at. Does the city of Philadelphia's prohibition on providing foster services to the Catholic Church's adoption foster agency, which they had withdrawn because the Catholic Church didn't allow adoptions to same-sex couples, does that serve a compelling government interest, and was it narrowly tailored? That's the strict scrutiny test. And the judges came back with
a
decision.
9-0
in favor of the Catholic Church, saying that Philadelphia did not meet that test. And that was pretty amazing. There's so many decisions we cover from the Supreme Court are coming out where it's like a split 5-4. And, oh, my gosh, if this one judge had just voted this way, then it would be a law. This would have happened. This is one where all of them said, yeah, thanks for playing, but no dice, Philly.
Can you see all the justices, you know, after they, you know, the arguments and they're walking back in the robes, which, by the way, I've been there in the Supreme Court when I was sworn in, so I can argue before the United States Supreme Court. They had, were working on an actual case, and there was arguments before them that I got to sit there and watch right up front. I was right toward the front. And as they all get up, when they're done, they all get up and walk to the back room, right? I don't know why I picture this. Them all walk to the back room. Everyone with their, when everybody thinks this person's more right, that one's person's more left, they're all high-fiving each other. Looks like we got one we're all going to agree on.
Yeah, no kidding.
Walking back there going, all right, who wants to write it? That was a no-brainer. But that's exactly what we were talking about during the break is, you know what? All these pundits and all these papers, oh, this conservative, that one's conservative, this one's liberal, this person, you know, a lot of times they're going to call a spade, a lot of them. Yes, they're going to be slanted one way or the other sometimes because of how they're raised or what they believe. But generally speaking, these judges are going to do it, I'm going to say, generally correct, even if we don't agree with it, right?
The odds were 9-1 against it, right? I mean, think about it. What were the odds? The odds were 9-1, right?
Right, right. So it comes out 9-0, though. Isn't that a shock? 9-0.
Amazing.
Usually there's someone that's going to, you know, say, nah, I don't think so.
So yeah. Nobody writes a dissenting opinion in this case, then?
No.
No, it was interesting because they wrote two concurring opinions, and three justices signed both of those concurring opinions.
Wow.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it basically comes down to, you know, it hits that strict scrutiny when they're discriminating against one party or another, one way or the other. So it cuts both ways, right? So anyway, when we're done with this, one quick thing never mind. I can't remember. I'm getting too old. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the judge siding with Florida on the no-cruise CDC guidelines. Man, I guess people are cruising. So that my friend, I got a friend down in Orlando, said, man, it's been sad to see these cruise lines just lined up, these ships lined up for a year and a half just sitting there. We'll be back. Keep your seatbelts on.
So would you go on a cruise ship because of COVID? Think about it, and think about what's to come on Radio Law Talk with Todd, Denise, and Fred right here.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That is Armadillo. Stop whining.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
What's great about Radio Law Talk is we are always up to date what's going on. We're talking about the cruise ship industry, and what a huge industry. I know a number of us here have been on cruises. I actually really, really enjoy cruising because your hotel follows you. I've always said that. I like that. I don't like jumping. Some people don't. I love it. I love the fact that I go sit in my little hotel room, and I do pay the extra money so that I have a little balcony, you know, the outside balcony. I can put my feet up and watch the dolphins next to the cruise ship, and I enjoy it. Unfortunately, I gain too much weight. But
there are some people that later on in life, instead of going into an assisted living facility or whatever, because they have such good medical facilities on board the cruises, they just go from one cruise to another to another. They'll go visit family for a little bit, and you get the food is all there. And
well, you think about it. Let's assume you live in New York, right? If you live in New York and you've got an apartment and you're paying $10,000 a month, maybe more. I mean, that's like a That's like a nice apartment, not even, but some apartments are $15,000 a month. I'm not, and that's not even getting into the richy ones, right? But at $15,000 a month, and if you do like the specials, 10-day cruises, you can get for $1,000, right? You know, you do 3 10-day cruises at $1,200, you get the discount, a good discount. You're paying $5,000 a month and saving $8,000. Plus, you get all your food, right? Why wouldn't you cruise around the rest of your life?
And you can dance your shoes off, and you can see all of those great shows they have.
Right, right. So some people actually do that. So
my wife and I took a cruise. It was in a rowboat down the canal in Burley, Idaho. But it was nice.
And that was what, last year, year before?
It was our 50th anniversary last year.
All right, okay. So, but here's what's happened. So the CDC guidelines are basically saying, and I'm being general here, so don't call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, and tell me, oh, you didn't get it exactly right. But generally speaking, they're saying no cruising. CDC says, you know, you got masks, you got social distancing issues. So the Florida governor says not so, and is passed basically a law that says you're allowed to do cruising. And as part of it, no. What did he do? He didn't pass.
No, that he had the attorney general file a lawsuit to challenge the CDC four-part rule, and the CDC four-part rule was a phase-in.
Right.
Like the first part, they have to be all vaccinated people.
And then you got to show your vaccination card.
Yeah,
all
and
that
then
stuff.
The second part, they have to divide the vaccinated people from the non-vaccinated people,
gosh.
And it was really, really onerous, to be honest.
Right.
And these cruise lines were looking at it and saying, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? I mean, I don't know if we can even stay in business, because in essence, a lot of cruise lines were being told you cannot do cruises right now.
And they're parked. Most of them are out of Florida. Let's face it. The vast majority are out of Florida. And my friend who lives in Orlando just said, it's just sad to see they're just parked like in a Walmart parking lot. Just all these ships been sitting there for a year and a half or more, but they tried to mediate it and they didn't settle it. The court ordered them to mediate. They wouldn't settle. So this is the lower court, right, Denise?
Yes.
Because I'm sure it's going to go higher.
The trial court.
So what did the trial court say?
The trial court said CDC does not have that type of power to basically hold an entire industry hostage and not allow it to do business.
Right.
And that was pretty straightforward, pretty direct. And at that point, all of the cruise lines are going, yay, and they're trying to figure it out. Plus, you have to understand, in Florida, the cruise lines are huge. There's so much money in it, and a lot of the people work the cruise lines in Florida, so their livelihood depends on it. And the tourists that come in on the cruise lines come into Florida, they spend their money. So it's a very big industry for Florida.
So just in terms of big industry and the amount of money revenue that's generated, this is from cruising.org, and they indicate that in 2019, the cruise industry in the United States alone generated a total of $55.5 billion in economic activity.
But we've also forgotten, Todd, but the bug broke out on a cruise ship.
It did break out on a cruise ship.
The first in California to come to California was off a cruise ship.
Correct.
That then they put the people into, I think it was Fairfield.
Yeah,
they quarantined them and put them in Fairfield. And then there was a nurse that came to Placer County. And that's how it came to Placer County, was a nurse.
Yeah.
But just to let you know, so that's a 5.3% increase in 2019 up to $55.5 billion, and 60% of the United States cruise lines originate in Florida.
Right.
So you get 60% to $55.5 billion is almost $30 billion in Florida, and that's why Florida says, sorry, you can't shut us down for another year. We already lost a ton of money in 2020, you know, in the billions. You do this again, and you can't recover from that.
I bet you, Todd, that doesn't even include, I'm sure they include some ancillary businesses, but think of all the other businesses that they didn't include in that $55 billion.
Well, just think about Fort Lauderdale. I mean,
absolutely.
All of those, the ships that are coming in and out of Fort Lauderdale is huge.
Well, that doesn't even include,
I mean,
what did it do to, you know, Jamaica? What did it do to Belize? What did it do to the Caribbean?
Now, again, $55 billion, it generated $55 billion in economic activity in the United States. So that would include, like, hotels and everything really close.
Airlines, people flying.
Yeah, everything
but
that
they're
happens
missing
there.
Other stuff, though.
But they still, now listen, I support the, at this point, with what we know and everything, I support the court's order. I also understand the issues that the CDC was trying to address, although I disagree with how they went about doing it, because one of the drawbacks of being on a cruise is it is a confined quarters, close location, and not just COVID. You can have any kind of breakout.
Legionnaires' disease is
any kind of breakout on a cruise ship. And you can't go anywhere to get away from it. And they do their best to isolate and quarantine and stuff, but you got people go to a port, they pick up something, bring it back on the ship, and you're living with them for, you know, days on end, and that's where things can spread.
You want to hear the positive, Todd and Denise, about this COVID-19 and how, with the cruise lines, how I'm really happy.
You wash your hands more?
No. How many times have you been through those lines to get your food and people are picking things up, putting it back? I've seen people pick up a roll and set it back. I'm like, oh, man. You know, but I think that's all going to change. So now we don't have 14 people picking up the roll.
More buffets.
I think they'll have buffet, but you're going to point. I bet you they're going to say that someone's going to be serving you.
Yeah.
So you can go up and down the buffet, but you're not touching it. They're serving you. And behind the glass. I think that's, and they'll slide it out or something like that. Kind of like you're in prison. Same thing.
That makes sense.
So that's what's going to happen.
The cafeteria, you walk down and there's like a sneeze bar in front of you and there's like a little bit of room that they can put into your plate.
I don't know if it's quite like you're in prison.
Oh, it's going to be.
I'm going to get shanked for the ranch dressing, you know.
What are you doing?
Hey, can I get the extra biscuit? If you do, I'll give you a pack of smokes.
But speaking of the sneeze bar, there has been some concern coming out that those loose, all of that plastic was not effective, that it didn't help that much. That's a pretty fascinating little story. Nobody sued over it yet, but I imagine it's coming.
Oh, I remember going to the bank during the pandemic, and I'm remember, you know, having to sign documents, and we're trying to get them underneath the little plastic, whatever, the plexiglass. Finally, the bank person just went around the side, and we kind of both leaned around the side and handed it to each other. I'm like, well, that worked really well. But so I don't know. There's always something, you know, that we got to get around. But the cruise, I'm happy for the cruise line. I think it needs, things need to be get going, and there's no doubt. And guess what? I just read another news, a thing that came out in the news, and again, I don't know how accurate it is. That we're not here to spread rumors. We're just saying that there's more variances coming out, variations of the coming out, and are we going to have another problem?
Of the coronavirus.
Of the coronavirus,
yes, right.
Yeah.
The Eastern Indian, the British.
Right.
The Delta.
When does it end? You know, I don't know.
Well, that's the nature of viruses in general. There's always a mutation. That's why you have to get flu vaccines every year, because the strains that they're going after that are popular are different than the ones from last year. Thank you, airline travel. That's what really got it going.
You're exactly right. You're right.
Yeah, before airline travel, those things stayed pretty local. But once folks started traveling with regularity, boy, the global spread of viruses took off.
Nice. Well, we're going to come back and talk about Google paying the state of Washington. We got a case or no case. We're finishing up hour number one. Do not leave. Put your feet back up and pop a cold one. We'll be back.
And remember, you can stream Radio Law Talk live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, and all of our previous episodes are there for podcasting, and at this point, all free. This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.